Rich Fisher is the general manager of Public Radio Tulsa and is the host of KWGS's flagship public affairs program, Studio Tulsa. He's been honored for his work by several organizations, including the Society of Professional Journalists, the Governor's Arts Awards for Media, a Harweldon Award from the Arts and Humanities Council of Tulsa, and was named one of the 99 great things about Oklahoma by Oklahoma Today magazine.
15 years ago.
So with that, how about that? There's an honor right there.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm very glad to be here, and it's good to see a lot of friendly faces and new faces as well. I would like to second what my two cohorts have already talked about. I was really struck by the fact that you as representatives of the various faith traditions in Tulsa and us of the media were covered by this wonderful thing called the Constitution of the United States, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. And a lot of the questions surrounding this session has, in fact, right here on the front, it says the problems of perception. And I think faith traditions believe that sometimes they have problems of perceptions. So do the media. And it's really the same reason. Because we have these two freedoms, we have a wide range, a huge spectrum of faith traditions. Some are anathema to each other. Some don't understand each other. And I would say in the media, we also have a same wide range. You're seeing three perspectives here. Now, Mike has served on the news side of the newspaper as well as opinion, but that's where he is today. Yvonne is the objective journalist, day-to-day reporting and anchoring, objectivity, skepticism to information, and again, as she mentioned, the idea of telling truth. I'm sort of a hybrid in between those two. I'm basically a platform for a wide variety of perspectives. But beyond the three of us, there are a gazillion other roles in the media, from the guy who works in his pajamas in his bedroom at a computer keyboard to really thoughtful, interesting people who leave very important and rich and sort of curiosity-filled lives who are commenting on the issues of the day or on issues of faith. And so it's interesting because the questions that were given to us, which are really thought out, they talk about stereotypes towards faith traditions, and really a lot of the questions were stereotypical in the way they thought of the media. So we both have perception problems. I would like to focus on something Mike said, and this is something I tell a lot of people who comment to our station. Because we have this wide freedom in faith, in media, it's up to the consumer to separate the wheat from the chaff. And I think so many of us, if we hear it on a news outlet, if we hear it, read it online or in a paper, we take it as gospel truth. And that's up to you. Perception, I think, as Yvonne said, is shaped by you for your faith tradition. You have to be out there. Certainly, I don't see a reluctance of the news media to handle difficult stories, interesting stories, and feel-good stories. I think you just have to look no further than Mike's paper had a wonderful article by Bill Sherman today on the issue of gay marriage. But you also see things like faith communities embodying their faith in the community, whether it's disaster relief or it's feeding the homeless or it's doing embodying their faith and the wide range of faith traditions. That's one of the best ways you can affect your perception. Some of the questions involved on how you choose your stories. And in my particular show, it's pretty eclectic. I do cover faith matters from time to time. I just thought I'd sort of throw out some of the things that do interest me. I think we're living in a really interesting time. For some, it's a fearful time. Sometimes it's embodiment of a lot of hope that's been held in the past. We're living through a civil rights era. And unfortunately, for a lot of faith communities, it is in direct conflict with the tenets and philosophy of their faith traditions. this is a very interesting story, and it's something I know anybody who tackles it has to take a great deal of care, learning about both sides. And, you know, I think that article in today's paper was a great example of, you know, we're going to be working this out. But I know from the general manager side of my hats that I wear, you know, I'm hearing a lot about, I'm hearing so much stuff about gay rights or gay people talking about, you know, their whole process. This is the first time in American history where literally, I think, the fear and the trepidation about expressing their true selves is finally being lifted. And you're going to hear a lot of that. I mean, everything from Michael Sams, a pro NFL, will be an NFL player, feeling free to talk about his sexual orientation in athletics, to the Olympians that are going to Sochi who have spoken out. This is the first time in their history that they really feel that that stigma is lifted enough to bear who they truly are. And the media has done a lot of coverage of that. And I think as I look forward to interesting stories, it's how our various faith communities, especially those that this confronts their tenets directly, how they respond to that and how they either evolve or react to these changes is going to be a very interesting story. Another story that I've been following and doing with a number of people, both from a faith tradition and most recently a gentleman who is Thomas Moore, who was on last week, who wrote a book called A Religion of One's Own, has been the change in how religion is viewed in America. Pew Trust for Religion in Public Life said the number of Americans who have changed their faith tradition or dropped it altogether the past 5 years doubled over the last 5 years, from 8% to 16%. That means sometimes changing, and that can be maybe Protestant, one Protestant branch to another, or Catholicism to Protestant, or Judaism, you know, all along the faith traditions. But this is transitory. We're not in these old roles that we used to be. And, of course, I think Yvonne alluded to this. 25% of young people, I think it's 19 to 35 or 19 to 40, consider themselves a-religious. So, to me, the interesting question is how are the wide variety of faith traditions dealing with this? What are the other stories? Are we going to be a more secular society than we are? Is something going to replace that secularism? And so I'm interested in stories that pursue that. I'm also interested in the evolving nature of faith, because even if your liturgy, your rituals, and your spiritual practice might have been unchanged for centuries, the other things you do within that spiritual practice have changed, and they've changed radically in the last 50 years and maybe 100 years. Because think of all the things you're doing outside of the place where you gather to worship in the community, like homeless shelters, like feeding the hungry, like participating in disaster relief, in participating in social justice issues, from building houses for those who don't have the impetus to be able to afford housing on their own, or providing shelters. All of these things the faith traditions are doing, and I think those are the interesting stories that news media, my station, and many other stations are drawn to tell those stories. Finally, I was struck by one question that said, you know, so much of the news about faith is depicted in an unfavorable light. I've been watching things for the last couple of weeks. 95, 97, 98% of the stories portray religion in a favorable light. It's groups going to Moore on a weekend to go help with disaster relief. It's people feeding the hungry. It's people doing all sorts of things in their community to build that social fabric. Again, that social fabric issue, do reporters feel responsibility? I think we all do. And we have different ways of expressing that. Sometimes is in showing the warts so we can get the wart remover and get rid of the warts. Or sometimes it's in, like I had a teacher once that said, I want to spotlight somebody doing good. And I think we body all of those roles. And I look forward to a great discussion in the second half. Those are sort of my thoughts on some of the questions that are put out there. But I think the overriding question of perception, it's up to faith communities to tell their own story. If you're willing to tell your story, there will be people in the media who will always be willing to listen.